The idea of same-sex marriage has enjoyed a rapid surge in public acceptance in the U.S. over the last few decades. One theory for why that's happened so quickly is that Americans have become more understanding of LGBT issues as they become more common themes on TV shows or in movies. Tim Gray is the senior vice president of Variety, and he oversaw a special issue coming out tomorrow, all about the entertainment industry's role in this change in perception. Tim Gray, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
So on the small screen right now, there are a lot of out LGBT characters on a variety of shows, but it wasn't that long ago that you could barely find a gay character on TV. When did the shift in attitude start?
With this issue, we talked to at least 80 people, and a lot of them cited Ellen DeGeneres' coming out in 1997 as a turning point.
I'm so afraid to tell people. Susan, I'm gay.
And the next year, Will and Grace debuted. And, you know, as somebody said, there's something very intimate about television. It's like you're sitting there in your underwear eating dinner with gay people, and you think, oh, okay, they're not that different from me.
Does my memory make sense on this? It felt like in the 70s, there were some shows like All in the Family, Soap. Later on, there was Taxi that made reference in a progressive way to gay issues. And then it felt like things got quiet for a while after that.
No, you're absolutely right. I interviewed Norman Lear for the Variety issue, and he introduced a friend of Archie Bunker's in 1971 who was gay. It was like the first positive gay person on TV, because there'd been a couple who were like psycho killers or like needed to go to the psychiatrist. But this was the first positive one.
How long you know me? 10, 12 years?
Yeah.
In all that time, did I ever mention a woman?
Well, what difference does that make? You're a bachelor.
So?
I know, but bachelors, they're always acting kind of private.
Exactly.
Oh, come on, Steve.
But then things regressed back in the 80s. And, you know, what we interview also for the issue, RuPaul. He said, I was around in the 70s, and we thought, the world is ours, the world has changed. And he said, windows, they open and shut. And then he said, in the 70s, the window was wide open, and then it shut again.
You wrote a piece in this issue called Liberal Hollywood, Myth Versus Reality. And that plays down this notion that, of course, Hollywood has embraced the LGBT community. They're so liberal.
You know, the truth of it is, Hollywood is driven by money more than anything else. And especially in the film industry, if you look at all the summer movies, all the superhero movies, how many gay characters are in those movies? I think it's about zero. Mm-hmm. And it's because they're afraid to take a chance here. You know, people kind of think Hollywood has this liberal agenda that they're pushing. And it's like, actually, the real agenda that they're pushing is making more money and being safe. TV took a chance because they needed so much product. It's like, look, let's aim for a small niche audience and hope we get them.
The first article in this issue states, let me quote this, the entertainment industry has helped change hearts and minds, but the extent of its contribution is a matter of debate. Can you unpack the debate?
Variety did a poll, and people said the number one reason that they've opened up their mind about same-sex rights is knowing somebody who was gay. And so the debate is, okay, did Ellen DeGeneres and Will and Grace and Modern Family make them feel more comfortable about coming out? Maybe. You know, it's very complicated. But when I talked to Norman Lear, and I said, do you think you changed things? He said, look, we're talking about 2,000 years of Judeo-Christian tradition. I'd be pretty presumptuous to say my half hour made the big difference. But he said, you know, we got the conversation going.
Tim Gray is a senior vice president with Variety magazine. Tim, thank you very much.
I'm really happy to be here. Thank you.